We continue with Masachas Beitza, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We're going to begin with the Mishnah, which is found on the bottom of Lamed Tesem Beis, three lines from the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah hiu peirosav b'ir acheres v'arvu b'nei oso hiir lahavi etzlo peirosav lo yavilo v'im irav hu peirosav kamohu. Says the Mishnah that if a person's peiros is another town other than where he is at the onset of Yamtif, and the people in the other town prepare an Erev in order to bring his peiros to him. Lo yavilo, they cannot bring it to him. And says Rashi, the reason is, since he did not make an Erev, da kol karagli ba'ilam. As we learned earlier, we follow literally the feet of the ba'ilam of the owner. The owner of the fruit did not prepare an Erev. And so therefore, the fact that they prepared an Erev and were technically permitted to carry the peiros, still the peiros cannot be brought to him. However, says the Mishnah of Erev Hu, if he places an Erev, which extends his tuchum into that town, so then peiros of kamohu, then the peiros are like him, and so therefore it follows his tuchum. Mishazimein etzlo archam, if a person invites guests from another town in order to come to him on Yom Tif, lo yelichu biyada manos, they should not go ahead and bring food back with them when they go home after the meal. Unless he transferred ownership of these portions of food to them from before Yom Tov. And this is based on the same reason, that as long as they are with him and they are a guest in his house, so then they can handle the peiros there. However, once they want to go back home, they can't take the food with them, because the food is subject to his tuchum, that of the balabayas, and not theirs, unless he arranged prior to Yom Tov to transfer ownership, says Rashi over here, through somebody else. He was makne the peiros to somebody else on their behalf. So therefore, the tchum will now go kiraglehem. It will follow their legs, literally, in which case they can take the food back home afterwards. The Gemara now begins with the interesting machlokas amaroim, and then tries to consider whether or not the Mishnah has any bearing on this particular machlokas. Itmar hamafkid peiros eitz chavero, Rav Omar, Kiragli Misha Hifkidolo, Ushmulama Kiragli Hamafkid. The Gemara is discussing a case where a person is Mafkid Peiros, which means he entrusts somebody with his Peiros. He deposits his Peiros with somebody else in order to watch them. So the question is, whose Tuchum are the Peiros subject to? So Rav says, Kiragli Misha Hifkidolo. So Rav says that the Tuchum of the peiros is just like the feet of the one with whom it was entrusted. And so therefore, the shomer, wherever the shomer is permitted to go on yaptif, so he could take the peiros. Shmuel says, no, karagli amafkid, that it follows the feet of the one who deposits the peiros, meaning the actual owner. So says the Gemara, lema rabbi Shmuel da'azdu l'tamayhu. Let us say the Rav and Shmuel over here follow their opinions that are found elsewhere. We find the Mishnah in Bava Kamma, the background to this Mishnah is, the Mishnah is talking about damages that occur in someone's property by one's animal. So here the Mishnah says, if a person has permission to bring his peiros into somebody else's chatzar, somebody else's yard, so bala chatzar chayev, if the owner of the chatzar's animal goes ahead and damages or eats these peiros, so then the bala chatzar is chayev. Rebbe says, the olam enu chayav et sheyikabel lov bal habayis lishmar. Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe says, no. Just because somebody gives you permission to enter his property does not mean that he assumes complete responsibility for the peiros. So while it is true that the person says, yes, you may enter my property, you have a shus to be there, you can bring your peiros, he did not accept upon himself the obligation of shmira, and so therefore, it is still the responsibility of the owner of the peiros to watch these peiros. Amar Rav Huna Marav, Halacha k'divrei chachamim, and the Gemara goes on to tell us the Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, the halacha follows the chachamim. The chachamim, the Tanakama says, if you have permission to bring peiros onto somebody else's property, so then bala chotzer chayiv, then the bala chotzer automatically, it is assumed, accepts responsibility to do the shmirah. Shmuel says halacha k'Rebbe. Shmuel disagrees and he says no. The halacha follows the more lenient view of Rebbe and says that unless the bala bais explicitly accepts upon himself the obligation to do shmirah, so then the balachotzer is not going to be chayiv. So now the Gemara says as follows, Lema Rav, the Amakarabbanan. Let's say that Rav follows the opinion of the Rabbanan. Because Rav says over here that one who's mafkid peros esa chaveiro, somebody goes ahead and deposits peros with somebody else, it's karagle misha hifkidolo, which follows the feet of the one with whom he entrusted it. So therefore, the Rav says like the Rabbanan, that as once a person goes ahead and allows or accepts the peros into his rishus, so essentially it's like he is the bialim, it's like he's the owner. Shmuel dama karebi. And Shmuel, who says over here, no, karagli amafkid, says just because you have brought your peros into somebody else's rishus, doesn't mean that there's been any transfer of ownership in any way whatsoever. And so therefore, the mafkid still retains ownership, and as Shmuel teaches, based on the Mishnah Bava Kamma, responsibility over these peros. So again, the Gemara wants to suggest that maybe Rav and Shmuel over here are l'shitasa. But the Gemara rejects this. Amalach Rav, Rav could say to you as follows, Ana da amir afilu l'Rebbe, that I can say what I do, even according to Shitas Rebbe. Ad kan lo kama Rebbe ha'osim ala b'zastam lo kama le'ina tirusa. The only reason why Rebbe says what he does in Bava Kamma is because we assume that min hastam, unless it's we know otherwise, we don't assume that there has been an acceptance of shmira, of guarding the property of the one who brought the peros into his property. And so therefore, Rebbe insists that unless Achi Kabbalah love Balabayis Lishmor, unless he explicitly accepts shmira, so it is going to be, it is not going to be his responsibility if something goes wrong. But over here, HaKabbalah Leina Tirusa, but over here, in the case of the Tchum, what we're discussing over here, so the Shomer actually went ahead and accepted upon himself the obligation of watching it. That's what it says. Mafkid peiros es chaveiro means that he gave it to him to watch. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel will say, Anadam afilu Rabbanan. I would say what I say, even according to Rabbanan. Kalo kam Rabbanan hasam el dnichale leinish denekim ture b'rishu se deval chotzer. Meaning that the assumption is that according to the Chachamim, a person would want that his animal should be under the rishus of the balachotzer, the imazik lelo mechayiv. And so therefore, if the animal goes ahead and causes damage, so then he should not be responsible. But over here, but in this case, in the case of Tuchum, does a person really want that his peiro should remain in the rishus of his chaver, of his friend? Probably not. And so therefore, in this case, even the Rabbanan would agree that the peros are still going to follow the tachum of the mafkid. Continues the Gemara, Tznan, we learn in our Mishnah, Vim Irif hu perosiv kamohu. The Mishnah taught that if a person's peros are in a different city, but he goes ahead and produces an Eruv, he makes an Eruv before Yom Tif, so then, peros of kamohu, then the peros follow the same tuchum as his. And if you say, like Rav says, that when a person is mafkid peros, it sells somebody else, so it follows the one with whom he's entrusted it. So ki'irev hu mayhavi. So says the Gemara, so what? The fact that he went ahead and make an Erev, what does that accomplish? After all, according to Rav, the tuchum of the produce follows the one who is watching it, the one who has been entrusted with it, but not the actual owner of the peros. So Amar Rav Huna, Omri Bei Rav, Kigon Sheyichi Lo Keren Zavis. So Rav Huna explains, no, that according to Rav, the case over here in the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Mafkid designated a specific place, actually, it wouldn't be the Mafkid, but the Shomer went ahead, Misha Hifkidu Etzlo, and designated a special Keren Zavis, a special corner in his house in order for storing the peros. And so therefore, he is not considered in this particular case to be the legal guardian at all. And so that's why Rav holds it in this case, the peros follow the tuchum of the mafkid. The Gemara then goes ahead and tries to challenge Rav from the Sefer, the Mishnah. Toshma, come and listen. What does it say? The conclusion. Mishnah mishazimin etzlo acheirim. If a person goes ahead and invites guests who come from out of town, lo yulicha biyadam manos, elam kein zikal amanos heimer v'yamtif. It says that they shouldn't take manos portions of food home with them afterwards unless he had transferred ownership of them prior to yamtif. So what do we see from here? We see that when ownership has been transferred beforehand, so they're permitted to take them home with him. So says the Gemara, if you say, as Rav does, that payrolls follow the one with whom it is entrusted. So what? That it has been transferred to somebody else. It shouldn't really make a difference, because the bottom line is the manos remain in the physical possession of their owner, and so therefore it should really still follow his tuchum. The fact that he transferred technical ownership prior to Yom Tov shouldn't change the fact that it's that he, the owner, is the one shemishav kidu etzlo. And so therefore, if Rav were correct, the din would be that they can't take them home with him, even if they did transfer ownership before Yom Tov. So says the Gemara, Chanami, Kevin Shizik Lemaide Acher, Kemishi Yidlocho Karen Zav is Dami. Says the Gemara here, we'll say the same thing as we said earlier. Since he went out of his way to transfer ownership, so it's as if he was Miyache to Karen Zav, it's as if the there has been a designation of it is very specific corner in the house, and it's been like this complete transfer of ownership, and therefore it's no longer going to follow the tchum of the owner, or the original owner in this case, but rather the guest can take it home with him. Or says the Gemara Zika Shani, the case where he transfers ownership is different than a regular case of Shmira. Normally when you're dealing with a mafkid, the person goes ahead and gives payros to somebody else to watch, it's very clear by the nature of that arrangement that the transfer of possession is only temporary, and true ownership remains that of the mafkid. In this case, since he was mazake, somebody else, he actually went out of his way to transfer ownership, so it's very clear they had a different intention in mind, and therefore, we would say that Rav is not talking about that particular case.